What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. All NBA teams announced today, a couple of dubs on there. One of them also got snubbed, I guess you could say. We'll get into that and who probably should have been on there and who shouldn't. Also, injury updates on DeMarcus Cousins and Kevin Durant and even Andre Iguodala. All that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. If you're looking for Locked On Warriors, you can find us on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya. Just go to your app store, download Himalaya. They got personally curated playlists and brand new top-of-the-line features being introduced every single day. Today's show is also brought to you in part by Grip 6, where their goal is to literally make the best belt that's ever been made. Grip 6 is an easy, thoughtful gift for dads, brothers, husbands, uncles, grandpas, even moms and wives. Check out their women's collection. They go good for podcast hosts, too. Hook your boy up. They're ultra-lightweight with no holes, no flap, and it carries a low profile with the buckle laying flat against the waist, making the belt super comfortable. Grip 6 is the only belt with no holes, no flap, and no bolt. Grip 6 has a special offer for you at grip6.com/LOCKE. That's grip, the number 6.com/LOCKE. What's good, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. The all-NBA teams were announced today, and a couple Warriors made it, a couple didn't, and there's one questionable one that we will get to, and we also have injury updates on the usual suspects of Kevin Durant, DeMarcus Cousins, and Andre Iguodala. But first, let's start with the all-NBA teams being announced today. Came out earlier today that NBA first team consists of Stephen Curry, James Harden, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Nikola Jokic, and Paul George. You might notice the fact that there's no Kevin Durant in there that I kind of have a little problem with, but I also understand why not. I don't know. But don't worry, second team was Damian Lillard, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Kawhi Leonard, and Kyrie Irving. So here's my thing between first and second team. I think KD should have been first team over Paul George. Paul George did have a great two-thirds of a season. But once that injury flared up, they struggled. And I know it's regular season awards, so we can't factor in what happened in the postseason, but I don't know, man. It's tough to not factor that in, at least for me. I know these votes went out before the postseason, but, I mean, if you factor in the postseason, KD is definitely there ahead of Paul George, and I know the awards don't. But even if without the postseason, I think KD should have been first team. But it's kind of nitpicking just because, you know, whatever. They both made all-NBA, just one made first team, one made second team. But comparing stats, and I don't hate doing it, but it doesn't tell the entire story. They had similar stats, and KD was on a better team and had better numbers also. But again, it's nitpicking a little bit just because, again, he made an all-NBA team. I think it should have been first team. Whatever. I mentioned second team, Dame Lillard, KD, Joel Embiid, Kawhi Leonard, and Kyrie Irving, which the Kyrie one, I'm not really sure. I mean, are we just doing this off of stats? That's my other question, because we're not factoring in the fact that he, you know, was kind of a cancer to the locker room for the entire year and caused as many problems as anyone else did. I guess not. So if it's just about on the court, then I don't know. Even then, I don't know how much better he was than Klay Thompson, especially considering the defensive side of the ball. But since there aren't enough stats to illustrate how good someone is defensively, we'll rather just go with points and assists and rebounds. So the Kyrie one I have a little problem with. And then third team, I don't know, man. Third team, Russell Westbrook, Blake Griffin, LeBron James, Rudy Gobert, Kemba Walker. Miss me with all the triple-double bullshit. I don't care about triple-doubles. When did we decide the triple-doubles were the most incredible statistic in the game? That a triple-double, you can't have a better game than a triple-double. I mean, you hit double digits in three different statistical categories. So, I don't get it, but I guess I don't know. I guess you have to go with it, whatever. I'm not a fan of the triple-double stuff. And look, Russell Westbrook did have a good year, too. I'm probably just hating on him because I don't like him. But Kemba Walker also made it. And Rudy Gobert making it is a little, I don't know. I don't love it. Great defensive player. Offensively, very little to his game. Very little. So, I don't know. As you can tell, I'm a little flustered from some of the choices. And, you know, people are making the argument, well, players should be picking all NBA. Media shouldn't be picking it. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't think either of them should. Or I don't know. And the tough part is that there's contract incentives tied to this. That's one of the reasons why Clay's upset about the fact that he didn't make any of the three all-NBA teams is if he did, it was probably another $30 million to his max deal. But now he's missing out on that. And it's just tough to put whoever votes, whether it's players or media, in the position of having to affect a player's paycheck with their decisions. And it's tough because also, I don't know who should be making the decision because media, national media or local media, they're not watching 82 games of every single team. So I don't know who really has the right information, outlook, whatever, to make the right decisions, to make the right educated decisions on who should be making all NBA or who shouldn't. Anyways, Clay was asked about it at practice today. It was kind of maybe awkward because he found out during his interview that he didn't make all NBA. Here's the interaction he had once he found out.
Oh, I did it? They already came out?
Yeah, it came out today. You were like right behind Beal. Right behind. Who got third team? Kyrie.
But you barely. Yeah, Kemba. Kemba got it. You were a couple.
I mean, that's cool and all, but like when you go to five straight finals, I respect those guys. But holy, when you go to five straight, I mean, it takes more than just a couple of NBA guys. It's like all time team, but whatever. That's not. I'd rather win a championship than be 13 on NBA, so it's all good.
Do you not like that affects potential contract statuses, you know, on NBA stuff? Because that would have elevated you.
Yeah. It is what it is, you know. I can't control it. Do I think there's that many guards better than me in the league? No, but that's the reason why we're still playing, so I don't even want to get into it, honestly.
So there's Clay on the situation. You can tell he's upset, somewhat diplomatic, just, you know, congrats to those guys. But, you know, we're one of the greatest teams of all time, and there's more than just two all-NBA players here. And I do think that defense does not get factored in enough when it comes to Clay and guards specifically, because all they look at is, oh, this guy fills up, this guy can get buckets, which Clay can do with the best of them. I do like that he is showing a little bit of his own swag and confidence and just, you know, are there that many guards better than me in the NBA? No, hell no. And I like that. I like to see that out of him. I think he's going to be extra motivated. I mean, not that he needed to anyways. It's the NBA Finals coming up. But any motivation you can give guys like Clay, Steph, Draymond, who carry a chip on their shoulder from not being offered, you know, only getting offers from Davidson in Washington State. Someone tweeted out the other day that Clay was, in his junior year of high school, only made, you know, third team all-conference. That motivated him to, you know, work extra hard in the summer. Said he was going to hit 500 shots a day, every day during the summer. And then, you know, comes out, balls out, gets the offer from Washington State. Look at Draymond. He can still name all the 34 players picked ahead of him in the NBA draft. There's a chip on these guys' shoulders, you know, perpetually. And if you just keep giving them reasons to be mad, you know, I don't know. When are people going to learn, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Klay also was asked about how he's able to get this news and, you know, be upset, but obviously let it roll off his back. His response was...
Rings.
Rings. That's what it is. Shout out Klay Thompson. He definitely deserved to make all NBA. There is at least one or two in his future. I know that. I also like what he said. You know, there's not that many guards better than me in the NBA. I know that. That's why we're still playing. But, you know, stopped there. I like this side of Klay, man. Yeah, he's the ultra laid back, you know, go to the beach, jump in the ocean, you know, meditating, all that stuff. But I like this side. I like this arrogant, defiant side of Klay, and I think we're going to see more of it throughout the finals, and I'm here for it, man. I am here for it. If you're here, you were able to find Locked On Warriors, but if you're still looking, you can download the new podcasting app, Himalaya, that has personally curated playlists for you and brand new features being added every day. Just tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors. Today's show is also brought to you by Untuck It. Dads come in all kinds of shapes and sizes, and so should their shirts. Whether it's tall, short, slim, relaxed. Ever wonder why your father's button-ups look so long and baggy at the end of the day? It can be hard for guys to pull off a casual untucked look that isn't sloppy. That's where Untuck It comes in. Untuck It is the solution that fits just right. Their shirts are specifically designed to look great untucked and feel comfortable at work or on the weekend. No tucking or tailoring required. Go to untuckit.com, promo code NBA to get 20% off. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's happening? Klay Thompson snubbed for All-NBA. He seems mad, and I like it. We also got Steph on the first team, KD on the second team. I think KD should have been first team too, but whatever. They're both all NBA. That's all that really matters. Speaking of KD, we also got an injury update today on him and DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus's was a little better than KD's. Here is the injury update, the statement from the Warriors. Durant, who has not yet been cleared to begin on-court activities, continues to make good progress with his rehab. At this point, it is unlikely that he will play at the beginning of the 2019 finals, but it's hopeful that he could return at some point during the series. We'll talk about that in a second. Cousins also continues to make good progress with his rehab and practice with the team today for the first time since suffering the injury on April 16th. It's anticipated that he will play at some point during the NBA Finals, but the exact date is to be determined and depends on his progress. The status of both players will be updated next Wednesday. Next Wednesday is important because that's the day before Game 1, baby. So let's start with KD. He has not been cleared for on-court activities yet, which is kind of surprising. It's been, what has it been, 2 weeks? 3 weeks, something like that? 2 weeks, I think. And it's not that big of a, I mean, it is and it isn't. Look, he's got a whole nother week to get back onto the court. And Steve Kerr kind of shared some of those sentiments also when he was asked about it. Here's what Steve had to say.
Kevin hasn't progressed to on-court stuff, but has shown good progress. Uh-huh. Where has he progressed, even though he's not on the court?
In the training room, his response to treatment, his ability to do some things in the weight room. So Rick feels good about his progress, but again, he hasn't spent any time on the court with us. Hasn't gone through an individual shooting workout or anything like that. So still some work ahead.
Is the report kind of trying to say that he won't be on the court at all this week, or is there a possibility he could get on the court at some point?
I suppose there's a possibility he could get on the court. This week meaning by Sunday, or this week meaning by
the next time you guys are officially reevaluating?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a chance before.
So there's Steve on the situation, and I wanted to play that because he basically echoed something that I was going to say is, just because he's not on court doesn't mean he can't be on the court within the next week. Now, again, that doesn't mean he'll be ready for game one, but we can't lose sight of the fact there's a whole nother week until game one. So we'll see what happens. If I had to put money on it, I would guess game two is when he'll be back, which is January 2nd, Sunday, January 2nd, so about 10 days away. That's where I would imagine he'll be back. But again, I don't know anything. I'm not a doctor. Play one on a podcast. Ha 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 ha. Anyways, I don't know if it's a good update, a bad update, because there's another week left. Because there's another week until the games actually start, and a lot can happen between now and then. But they did say in their statement that he is unlikely for the beginning of the 2019 NBA Finals, and they're hopeful that he could return at some point during the series. Who knows what happens between now and then? But by their statement, doesn't sound like he'll be ready for game one. We'll just have to wait and see. The Warriors did beat Milwaukee without Draymond earlier in the season, but they did have everyone else, and that was the game where Jerebko and McKinney, I think, combined for like 7 threes. And then they, against Toronto, what was the game? I think it was the KD game when Steph was out, where it went to overtime. And either way, the Warriors, yes, you'd like to be healthy and have everyone, but they're equipped to beat anyone, even without KD, even without Boogie. Andre's an important one. I'll get to him in just a second. But as far as Boogie's concerned, he did practice with the team today, and they are anticipating he will play at some point during the 2019 NBA Finals. But here's the thing. He's got a whole nother week of on-court work to do before the series starts. I don't know. Can we see Boogie game one? I don't know. And depending on the matchups, it could be a tough matchup for him, considering, you know, Brooke Lopez's three-point shooting. Marc Gasol can shoot the three also. Boogie's not a great perimeter defender, obviously. But the bottom line is he will be able to contribute with that second unit, which will be needed. DeMarcus was interviewed. He did speak to the media after practice today. Here's a clip of what he had to say.
I don't know. I feel better than I did before. So, taking it a day at a time, you know. We'll see what happens.
This game won, like,
we don't really have a game set right now. Like I said, we're going to take it a day at a time, you know, see where my body takes me, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
How are you feeling so far?
Well, I feel good. A lot better than I was. I'm in a better place. You know, I'm able to get up and down the court more. You know, I'm able to play a little competition basketball, so I'm in a lot better place.
How about you being able to do it in practice?
I went through the whole practice.
How wild is the time? Obviously, your chance to come back from injury, but maybe to get dropped right in the NBA Finals.
Say that again?
How wild a time can this potentially be for you? I mean, obviously, coming back from the injury, but maybe getting dropped right in an NBA Finals.
It's been a wild year for me all season. So, you know, happy to be in this moment. You know, if I get the opportunity to play, you know, I'm going to try to take full advantage of it, leave it all on the floor, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Process, did you ever lose hope that you would really
get back on
the court?
No, not at all.
You look like you've been running really well and moving, and does it feel like you're getting stronger every day?
Feel better each and every day. You know, that's my whole goal, to make sure I get better each day that comes. So, you know, like I said, hopefully that opportunity comes and I'm able to, you know, get on the floor and help my teammates, you know, try to help them win a championship. See what happens. You know, I've done my part. I've let my voice be heard with, you know, in the areas that it needs to be heard. And, you know, I'm kind of doing my stuff in the background as always. But, you know, all I can do is, you know, what I'm able to do.
There's Cousins. He starts mumbling a little bit at the end, but basically says the question was, you know, did he still feel part of the team? And he said he did his part. He knew what he had to do. And not just support them, but also be, you know, on rehabbing, on the way back to getting healthy. And it's a good sign that he's doing contact drills, that he's cleared for practice, and he's got a week until game one. So we'll just have to wait and see. Have to wait and see. One thing, one last thing as far as the injuries are concerned, Andre Iguodala did sit out practice today, but they expect him to be able to go for game one. It sounds like he could have played in game four, the sweep final game against Portland, which I thought he could have, and that it's mostly precautionary. So I think Andre will be fine. Obviously, he does have a nagging injury, but I think he'll be fine and good to go, obviously, once the finals start and throughout the entire series. So expect to see him suited up. Going to take one last break, come back. I want to go over the Eastern Conference Finals game from last night, kind of update where these teams are at, and see if we might have learned anything from that game. But first, today's show is brought to you in part by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there. Do that. Get rewarded. What up, everybody? Welcome back into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Wanted to say one thing when it came to NBA, the all-league teams, all-NBA teams, because I don't know if I said it during the first segment, but I understand why Klay didn't make any of the NBA teams, all-NBA teams. He did struggle in the first part of the year, first third, maybe even half. I think it was more like the first third of the season that he struggled. And here's my thing. If that knocks him out or they're holding that against him, then how about the fact that Paul George played poorly for the last third of the season and he still made first team? In my opinion, if you're going to dock Klay for having a rough part of the season, then you should also dock Paul George, which to me would put him second team and KD first team. I think it's ridiculous KD was not first team, especially considering the struggles Paul George had. I do think Klay should have made one of the all-league teams, but I understand why he didn't. And as far as the Warriors are concerned, it's a positive, so to speak, at least when it comes to contracts, because he's not eligible for that, you know, $220 million, whatever, where he's making 40 plus a year. He'll be making 30 something, 30 plus, but he's not going to be up in the $40 million range like he would be if he had made all NBA. So, and, you know, that's where I'm at with it. I mean, if you're going to dock Klay for a bad part of his season, you know, you should dock Kyrie for being honestly terrible for that Celtics locker room. Klay is a better defender than both Kyrie and Kemba. But it's just another chip on the shoulder of Klay Thompson. I want to get to the results from last night's Eastern Conference Finals game. The Raptors got the W 105-99. They played some damn good ball. I mean, they were able to neutralize Giannis Antetokounmpo. One of the things that made me nervous about the Bucks, I mean, they're still in it. Raptors are up 3-2. But also, I'm going to speak out of both sides of my mouth. It made me nervous about the Bucks, the fact that they have a ton of capable shooters. But what also is a detriment to them is a lot of them are streaky. Like, okay, yeah, Nikola Mirotic, George Hill, Tony Snell, Ersan Ilyasova, like they could all go off for a game, but they're all very streaky and capable to average three-point shooters. I mean, they're all at the 35, 36-point range or percentage range. George Hill's a little better. He's been playing well, but it's kind of what we saw tonight. They weren't able to get anything out of anyone really besides Giannis. Brogdon played all right. Middleton's been struggling, but you're just asking a lot out of your depth, which you're probably not going to get on a consistent basis. Fred VanVleet tore up tonight. He was huge for the Raptors. So was Kawhi, obviously. Siakam had some nice defensive plays. I kind of still would prefer to play the Raptors, honestly, and I might be wrong. And with KD potentially not starting the series, I don't know what the right answer is. The right answer is that this series goes seven games. and then they'll play whoever. That's the real one. So we'll see. Game six is on Saturday, I think. Tomorrow, right? Yeah. So we'll check it out, see what happens. We will either know who the Warriors are facing, or we'll know that there's a game seven on Monday. So either way, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you guys so much for listening. And remember, you can subscribe to this show on the new Himalaya podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.